Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And Cabot cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in the hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more indictments of who he called, quote, corrupt radical left Democrats.
ABC's Karen Travers. Trump will be at Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island today, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. The big names are all there. This is ABC News. Word today, Grand Canyon National Park's North Rim, shut down by fire, will partially reopen Wednesday. We have a new hurricane, Umberto, now a Category 1, not on track to make landfall, but a developing tropical wave is likely to become a tropical depression today and could be a hurricane, could swipe the Carolinas sometime midweek next week. The gathering storm coming as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth convenes America's military brass.
Hundreds of admirals and generals are leaving their posts from airfield, at sea, and at tactical headquarters around the world. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth summoning all U.S. general officers and admirals in command positions and senior enlisted leaders to a meeting at the U.S. Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. But even those told to attend the meeting do not know what prompted Hegseth's call and what will be discussed.
That's Martha Raddatz. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Cure and Rehab Basketball, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Cure and Rehab Basketball, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscat 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and warm, a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog is possible later, a low of 54. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and warm with a high of 81. In Richland Center, it is currently a sunny 76 degrees with north-northeast winds at 2 miles per hour.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that Gavin Thompson has been transported from Nebraska and is in custody at the Iowa County Jail. Thompson was apprehended following an endangered missing person investigation in Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the city of Dodgeville on July 15th for Dorinda Sedgebreck. Her vehicle was not located at the scene and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle was possibly in the state of Nebraska and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. On July 16th, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit, ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23 of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The body of Dorinda Sedgebreck, 67 of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Gavin Thompson faces four felony charges of first-degree intentional homicide, burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and hiding a corpse. A bond hearing is scheduled for this afternoon at 2 at the Iowa County Courthouse. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee approved to move forward with a public hearing on the proposed 2026 county budget at the County Board of Supervisors meeting on Monday, October 20th, at its meeting last night. The 2026 budget includes revenues from the county sales tax in the estimated amount of $1.6 million and that the sum of $10,820,031 would be levied upon all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes. Interim Ambulance Director Barb Scott submitted a report to the committee that the current staffing in the ambulance department has reached a critical point, compromising both safety and the ability to maintain services. They are actively advertising and interviewing, but are struggling to recruit qualified candidates. They are competing with other services who are offering large bonuses and compensation packages. Scott suggested an educational offering to staff in exchange for an 18-month commitment. The department has added verbiage for 24 hours per month call coverage commitment and also verbiage regarding passing the registry exam. The Executive and Finance Committee approved sending the request to the full Board of Supervisors for action. Laura Benjamin has suspended her campaign for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, citing the significant resources required to run a competitive race. While celebrating the progress her campaign has made in shaping the political conversation across the district, Benjamin said, quote, "From the very beginning, this campaign has been about everyday working people and moving toward bold, progressive solutions. I'm proud that we've inspired new conversations among Democrats in Wisconsin 3rd about the fight for economic and social justice." Benjamin's campaign helped generate direct action and mutual aid, including holding 3 town halls, building coalition to support immigrant families, and working alongside Larry Little George of the Ho-Chunk Nation to advance the Federation of Sovereign Nations of Wisconsin, a new effort to ensure indigenous communities their rights. While suspending the campaign was not an easy decision, Benjamin acknowledged the reality of modern campaigning. She emphasized that this decision marks a transition, not an ending. The State Assembly appears ready to focus on elections. In an unusual Capitol press conference Wednesday, Republican Assistant Majority Leader Scott Krug joined voting rights advocates and Democrat Lee Snodgrass to announce competing bills. Krug said his job to build consent for the next 6 weeks is education of everybody who wants to talk about elections, to figure out how to build consensus. A critical issue is getting absentee ballots counted the Monday before Election Day, which Krug said is critical to reassure voters of election integrity. Snodgrass said she isn't there on the Republican proposal in its current form. She said municipal clerks feel a lot of the technical aspects are impossible. A Monday count bill passed the Assembly last session, but the new version adds ballot drop box security provisions, including 24-hour video surveillance. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says Madison could handle that because the city's drop boxes are located outside fire stations, which are already equipped with cameras. But he said smaller municipalities would find it challenging to stream their location online 24/7. A separate Republican bill would provide grant funding for municipalities to provide the 24-hour video surveillance of drop boxes. Legislation creating overtime and wage law exemptions for minor league baseball players in Wisconsin advances at the Capitol. The bill would create an exemption to employment law and make minor leaguers salaried workers not eligible for overtime pay. It would apply to about 60 players for the state's Major League Baseball affiliates, the Bloit Sky Carp and Appleton's Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The bill doesn't apply to independent league teams. If passed, teams would have to track all work-related activities for players and count rehab, any training and time spent at the ballpark, or with the team toward overtime requirements. Similar bills have passed in California, Florida, and New York. A new Universities of Wisconsin system policy hopes to make transferring easier. The proposed Board of Regents policy would ensure that all core general education courses can transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across 6 different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, would go into effect for students enrolling in fall of 2026. Standardized assessment results released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction show a slight increase in student performance in both English language arts and mathematics during the 2024-25 school year. According to data from the Wisconsin Student Assessment System, which includes the Forward Exam, Dynamic Learning Maps, the Pre-ACT Secure, and the ACT, 47.7% of students in all tested grades met or exceeded expectations in ELA, while 48.6% did so in mathematics. On tests administered in spring 2025. Statewide data also shows performance gaps among different student subgroups continue to exist. The Forward exam assesses students in grades 3 through 8 in ELA and mathematics. Starting last year, the test started including a separate reading score within the ELA assessment, aligning with Wisconsin's ongoing efforts to strengthen literacy and improve student outcomes. In the 2024-25 school year, public school students showed a slight improvement in reading performance, with overall Forward scores in reading rising by 0.3 percentage points over the previous year. Students participating in private school choice programs saw a 2.5 percentage point decline in reading performance on the Forward. On the ELA portion of the Forward, public school students saw a 0.5 percentage point increase in performance, while students in choice programs experienced a 2.3 percentage point decline. In mathematics, public school performance dipped slightly by 0.3 percentage points, and choice student performance declined by 2.7 percentage points. Statewide participation among public school students continues to improve, with 96% of eligible students participating in the WSAS. Participation among choice students, however, declined by more than 3 percentage points, with 76.7% tested. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. It's Fair Day in the River Valley School District. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
It's up to 77 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The River Valley School Homecoming Week is culminating today with its annual school fair. WRCO's Phil Nee was on hand this morning.
District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner is here. We normally see him in the confines of our studio. It's nice to see you out and about today, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be out and about here at the River Valley School Fair. We're just so excited to have the communities come and support us on such a great day.
you know, I think this is such a big day. Maybe more learning goes on today than any day, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about the best kinds of learning, they truly are when you build up an experience for children to be a part of great big things. And this is a great big thing where kids get to go from agriculture stations to a show ring to possibly the gymnasium with exhibits. There's just incredible opportunities that are organized by our FFA, our FFA alumni and community volunteers. It's one of the best learning days in the River Valley District.
So the gyms are pretty well full with everything, are they?
Yeah, our intermediate school gym has exhibits from kids all different ages. We ask that every child in 4K through grade 4 has an exhibit in this, so their art teachers jump in, their classroom teachers jump in, and they really get them involved in an art project that goes along with the theme of River Valley. So this year's theme was Rio de Janeiro, the movie Rio, so there's a lot of tropical kind of art that's in the gymnasium for people to see, and it really brings in kids to a great idea that even though they're maybe not showing an animal, they're still part of the fair.
And you talk about life lessons. You really can pick those up today, can't you?
You sure can. When you think of the kids that have been involved in the last month and a half to get ready for this, the life lesson is tenacity, is leadership, is growth and understanding that the flexibility is needed. If a speaker doesn't work, you punch, you go, you try to figure it out, and you get everything up and working. So it really teaches the kids so many things. You may have practiced with your hog for the last 3 weeks, and then today, she's not real happy and you got to work with her. So, I mean, it teaches a lot of different things, and I can't create that in a classroom environment. So we try to create this great project called our school fair that really gets the kids to understand all the great things that go along with that.
The big parade at 3, and it is a really big parade, isn't it?
It is a really big parade. Our communities come out. So again, a huge shout out to all our people in the communities of Arena, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green. They embrace homecoming. Then we have great presentations of the King and Queen last night, which is Grady Graham and Heidi Hegland. So we're excited for them to be our leaders at the school. And then tonight we'll have our football game. But first we go downtown. We set up an entire parade route. So the entire downtown shuts down but becomes alive with our parade at 3 o'clock. Then we've got the Guard Theater downtown at 4:30, has a free movie for anybody that wants to go. So we're showing Legos down at the movie theater. After the movie theater, kids will grab a hot dog, they'll go back over to the stadium, they'll watch football. So you could come at 7 o'clock, get ready for the 8 o'clock opening of this fair, and stay here until 10 o'clock tonight, and there would be something to do.
Lauren Glassbrenner, District Administrator with River Valley, here on the fairgrounds at the River Valley Schools.
River Valley will host Richland Center in the homecoming football game tonight at 7. The homecoming dance will be held tomorrow night at 7. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo leaders recognize two exceptional caregivers for their outstanding contributions to patient care and the community. Holly McMillan, RN, was honored with the Daisy Award. She is a cornerstone of the emergency department, known for her calm demeanor, quick thinking, and unwavering commitment to her patients. Whether caring for a sick child, managing a trauma case, or supporting a colleague, Holly consistently delivers high-quality, compassionate care. Soroya Frosch received the B Award. She is the welcoming face of the Radiation Oncology Department, and her impact on patients is profound. Known for her warm smile and genuine kindness, Soroya goes out of her way to connect with every patient, offering comfort and support during challenging times. Members of the public are invited to nominate outstanding SSM Health caregivers. The Daisy Award is an international program that rewards and celebrates the extraordinary clinical skill and compassionate care delivered by nurses. The B Award is special recognition for staff members who demonstrate great teamwork and communication skills, compassion, collaboration, professionalism, exemplary service, and a commitment to excellence. Nomination forms for both awards are available on ssmhealth.com. The Gaze Mills Apple Festival will be held this weekend. The Apple Festival occurs on the final full weekend in September to coincide with the apple harvest. Events include a mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, a flea market, as well as a vast array of music, dancing, food, and festivities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the area orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. Today includes the Lions Club Flea Market running until 5, Main Street vendors from now until 5, food and beverages available, and musical entertainment from the Hammond Experience at Dante's Bar and Grill from 6 to 10, and a DJ from 8 to midnight at Halver's Town Tap. Tomorrow starts out with St. Mary's Pancake and Sausage Breakfast from 7 to 11:30 at the Community Building. A mini carnival will be downtown from 8 to 5. A walk run will begin at 9 with registration beginning at 7:30 at the Kickapoo River Bridge in Lions Park. Also at 9, there will be an American Legion volleyball tournament, a book sale, and the Lions Flea Market and Arts and Craft Fair at the fairgrounds. Beginning at 10, it's an open horseshoe tournament at Log Cabin Park. At 11, it's a two-on-two basketball tournament, and the carnival will open. Bryce Bird will perform at Dante's Bar and Grill from noon to 4, followed by Cooley Outlaws from 4 to 8, and Last Ride Band from 8 to midnight. Dylan Harris and Good Company with special guest River Swigum will perform from 2 to 6 at Halver's Town Tap, and Cody will perform from 8 to midnight. Annie and the Crush will perform on Main Street at 7. For a complete list of what's going on at the Gays Mills Apple Festival, check out gaysmills.org/local-events/apple-festival. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Patty Dix on ticket number 278 and Connie Zija on ticket number 41. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunch goers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscatine Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loan of cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast, but I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast, you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, September 26th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rochelle Coe, a granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Coe and Roger Swigum, special friends, Pam and Walt, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava, six grandchildren, her mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, three nephews, a niece, a cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, a son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. A half-sister, Annika Williams of Jefferson, Indiana, stepmom, Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother, Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Blackhawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet, two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Friends, memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bauk, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner. Four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford John and Vicki Walterstorff and Mike and Robin Walterstorff, a sister, Linda and Gail Bacon, sisters-in-law, Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard, goddaughter, Tina Bako, godson, Keith Weber, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
And a verse we wishes go out today to Ron and Beth Fruit, Ryan and Julie Cairns, Daryl and Marie Waldsmith, Jordan and Emmeline Bruning, Justin and Janae Hatch, and Jeremy and Crystal Ledbury. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, some great weather shaping up not only the rest of today, but really for about a week yet, as we will be locked underneath high pressure here in the upper Midwest. All the storminess pretty much going south and east of us down through the Gulf Coast and eastern part of the country. In fact, some tropical systems may move up into the Carolinas by early next week and bring them some heavy rain and wind. Meanwhile, other storm track will stay up in northern and central Canada, keeping those fronts and moisture north of us. So we're kind of caught in between with not a whole lot going on. Temperatures will be hovering a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal with a slow cooling trend late next week. Looking down the road a bit, there could be a stronger weather system moving across the Midwest next weekend around the October 4th or so. So we'll see if that brings us a couple of showers. Your forecast for the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy and warm with a high near 80 degrees, light wind becoming east-northeast at 4 to 9. Partly cloudy tonight, just a little bit of patchy fog is possible later, especially in the river valleys. Low temperature down to 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny on the warm side once again with a high near 81. Southwest wind up to 10, becoming west-northwest later on. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low at 49, high 77. Monday rather warm for late September with sun-filled skies, low near 50 with a high of 83. Tuesday partly cloudy and still rather warm, low 53 with a high of 78. Wednesday partly cloudy and a bit cooler, low at 52, high near 74. And Thursday mixed skies, more seasonal, still dry as well, low 49 degrees with a high near 71. We'll enjoy the beautiful weather, again expecting high temperatures close to 80 degrees this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 49. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 77. The record high for this date set in 1986 is 86 degrees. The record low 29 was set in 1966. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 46. Sunset tonight will be at 6:52. With sunrise tomorrow at 6:54. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.90. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Opening up about rural America's mental health problem today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rural Minds is a nonprofit that serves as the informed voice for mental health in rural America. It was started by Jeff Winton, an upstate New York dairy farmer.
People in rural America don't necessarily consider mental illness to be an illness. Now, we all know it's an illness, but all too often, people consider it to be a character flaw or a personality weakness. I mean, those of you who grew up on a farm like I did, you know, we're taught from the time we're young kids to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to not talk about our issues, to not make other people uncomfortable with what we might be suffering from. And as a result, we have this growing epidemic in rural America.
Winton took part in a recent Farm Foundation webinar. And while he's encouraged by some of the trends surrounding mental illness in rural communities, he still worries about the next generation.
These are the future of agriculture. Our young people are the ones who will be raising our food and our fiber in the next generation. And so if we don't do something about this before it's too late, we will be in bigger trouble than we are right now in rural America.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Ag Secretary speaks about beef industry revitalization. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA is working on short-term and long-term solutions to help revitalize the U.S. beef industry. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Ag Outlook Forum.
Brooke Rollins says beef demand remains strong as the U.S. beef inventory is the lowest it's been in 75 years.
Low inventory and high demand is not sustainable if we wish to be a country that can feed ourselves.
The USDA currently has no plans to offer payments to beef producers, but USDA's plan will open up more working lands, expand risk mitigation tools, and help the next generation of beef producers. Mike Deering with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says he was encouraged by Rollins' comments, especially expanding risk mitigation tools.
To allow cattle producers to take advantage of those and to hedge their bet a little bit, and to even feel more comfortable expanding, retaining heifers and doing those kind of things.
Rollins says more details will be revealed with the U.S. Department of Interior at a rollout in mid-October. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A company with Wisconsin ties that developed light-activated seed traits has partnered with global dairy cooperative Fonterra. The New Zealand-based dairy cooperative is investing in Biolumix X-Traits technology and working with the Fonterra Farmer Network to improve forage grasses. That partnership will work to improve productivity and resilience in ryegrass starting in New Zealand. Field trials start next year, and the goal of launching a commercial product is 2028. Biolumix is already using light frequencies to bring out desired traits in corn and soybeans at their Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Illinois field offices. The number of Minnesota farmers facing mediation because of financial crisis has risen dramatically. Minnesota's Department of Agriculture farm advocate Steve Zenk says there were 144 notices issued in August, and that's three times higher than August of last year and the highest total since 2019.
We're seeing right now people that are going to have difficulty paying back their operating loans this fall. At the end of the year, there might not be enough money to go around to get everybody paid.
He tells Brownfield, by state law, farmers only have 10 days to respond once given notice of mediation. The U.S. hog herd got a little bit smaller over the past year. USDA says as of the start of September, the hog inventory was 1% below September 1st of last year, and the marketing herd 1% under last year, with the breeding herd dipping 2%. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
When it comes to protecting your home, start at the top with premium roofing from Harchi Lumber. Durable, high-quality shingles not only enhance your roof's look, but provide long-lasting protection you can count on. Harchi Lumber stocks top brands like CertainTeed, Dekra, Gaff, and more. Plus, they offer Wisconsin's largest selection of steel roofing and siding with a wide range of colors and lengths ready to go. Visit Harchi Lumber today, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, and get the roofing materials that stand up to whatever Wisconsin weather throws your way.
Direct cash cattle trade is looking for more business, and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has a few bids on the table Friday in parts of Kansas and Nebraska at 235 and 232 respectively, although so far they've been passed and are under the current asking prices of 239 plus. Dressed prices continue to be asked at about 368. Another round of business is likely sometime Friday after some deals took place on Thursday. Yesterday's light business was reported in several areas, with Southern live deals marked at 237, $3 lower on the week. In Nebraska, dress trade was reported Thursday at 365, $6 lower from the previous week. Boxed beef was mixed at midday, with choice up 50 cents at 372.47, and select down 25 cents at 353.20. At the Mid-Missouri Stockyards in Phillipsburg on Thursday, feeder steers sold $10 to $20 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers were $5 to $15 higher. USDA says the supply was light with good demand. Feeder supply included 55% steers, and 36% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Feeder steers at 608 pounds brought $400. Feeder heifers at 550 pounds sold for $350. Cash hogs were mixed at midday. Some buyers were able to cut back spending after the more aggressive demand earlier in the week. The USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs numbers out on Thursday were generally lower than what analysts were expecting, showing a tighter inventory, a smaller pig crop, and decreased sow farrowings. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 18 cents higher at midday, with a base range of 95 to 106. The weighted average was 104.20. Butcher hogs were mixed at the cash market in Dorchester, Wisconsin. Barrels and gilts were steady at 74. Sows were trending a dollar lower to $3 higher for a range of $67 to $77. Boars were priced at 25. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 63 to 73. Sows were steady at 64 to 75. Boars had a price range of 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at midday, up $3.59 at $114.58. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's Hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn's lower. Hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits. The MX Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are currently narrowly mixed. Near-term forecasts have favorable harvest weather for most of the Midwest, and South American planting conditions look good. The big bearish issue for beans is that lack of export demand from China. November beans are up a quarter at 10.12 and a half. January's back to a quarter higher at 10.31 and a half. October bean meal's up 90 cents at $2.69.50. October soybean oil's down 12 points at $49.62. Corn's lower, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. Corn's looking at solid demand, but any upside might be limited by expected record production. December's down 4.25 at 421.5, and March is 4.25 lower at 438. And wheat's seen some profit taking as the winter wheat planting weather looks good and conditions in Argentina and Australia are favorable. Small grain summary is out on the 30th this next Tuesday, along with quarterly grain stocks. December Chicago 7.75 lower at 519.25. December Kansas City's down 7 at 505.25. December Minneapolis is 5.75 lower at 567.25. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are up, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. Light trade the day so far at 235 on the live basis in Nebraska and Colorado. Choice box beef's up at midday, select is down. October live's 40 lower at 231.65. December's down 35 at 233.95. With the losses in corn today, October feeders are up 227 at 356.32. And supported by tight supply projections, the steady to firm cash and the higher midday move in pork, October hogs are up $1.42 at $101.52. December leans 260 higher at $91.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Getting excited about broccoli. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Through research and innovation, Bayer Vegetable Seeds developed high-rise broccoli. Jenny Maloney, Director of External Engagement with Bayer Vegetable Seeds, says the partnership with D&O Produce is helping to increase healthy foods in kids' diets. That's all centered around broccoli chips.
It's not very often that as a seed company, we get to go all the way to the consumer and be really working with a processor like Alex and creating innovation in this space. And Alex and I have previously served on the IFPA Foundation, which the goal of that, one of the goals is to get kids access and increase fruit and vegetable consumption. So I think we have a personal interest in getting healthy, nutritious food to kids. And this was just such a unique, interesting product that like hit so many great points about, you know, helping the grower, finding an opportunity in this dark leafy green space for kids, and then just helping to bring innovation to consumers in the vegetable space.
She says the feedback was even a little surprising.
We got feedback like, I don't like broccoli, but I like these broccoli chips. They're so good. They're better than any other chips that I've ever had.
Which I'd assume is something every parent wants to hear. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Town Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Town Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I will be along with you Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll have a little variety going on Saturday night. We'll spotlight the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. Also, we'll travel back to the fall of 1975, and 70s slang with Joanne Krulotz.
Bad, bomb, cool beans, fab, far out, funky, groovy, nifty, out of sight, off the hook, radical, slammin', stellar, and tubular.
Join us for more excitement on Saturday night. WRCO's Those Were the Days is sponsored by Convertibles and Classics, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, A&W Boscobel, and Jones Chevrolet. Join us Saturday night between 6 and midnight for Those Were the Days.
The 1 o'clock news is sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Pannell.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an Al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about a Palestinian state, not